Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I am so excited to talk about our topic today. I'm actually going to pull back the curtains a little bit on the Systems Academy, and I'm going to walk you through one of the very first things that I have my coaching clients go through when they step into the Academy. And it is often, it kind of takes them back because they're like, wait, I didn't know this is what I signed up for. And then when we start going through it, they're like, oh, I see how important this is. And that is working backwards or working with the end in mind. And this isn't just about planning. It's not about knowing every detail and knowing every action and knowing every single step. It's about clarity, intention, and having a strong mindset. Like I said, this is why this is one of the very first things that I teach in the Systems Academy, because no system can truly succeed without the right mindset backing it up. And this is an analogy that I give to all my coaching clients, and you can kind of see the light bulb turn on. So I want you to envision that you have three cups sitting in front of you. You've got a beautiful wine glass. It's thin. It's elegant. If the wind blew the wrong way, it would probably break. Like, it's just one of those wine glasses. You know what I'm talking about? And then you've got a Yeti cup. Okay, not as pretty, but steady, sturdy, reliable. And then you've got a Solo cup that was 50 cents. And I don't even know, Solo cups might not even cost 50 cents each. And, you know, it crinkled plastic, throwaway, disposable. Okay, so you've got your three cups. And then I want you to envision that someone hands you a jug of rotten apple juice. And you, I know y'all know what I'm talking about when apple juice goes bad. Oh, rough. You can pour that rotten apple juice in that beautiful wine glass. You can pour it in that sturdy, reliable Yeti cup, or you can pour it in the disposable Solo cup. And it's not going to taste good in any of the three. It's not going to matter what glass you put it in because it's rotten and it's just, you just don't want to drink it. And then I want you to imagine that you have a $100 bottle of Chardonnay. And if you don't drink, just envision something else, like a really icy cold Coke. Okay. Whatever you need to envision here. For me, it's a bottle of Chardonnay. Okay. I'm not drinking as much. So when I do drink, I like want a good glass of wine or like a good margarita, but you take that cold bottle of Chardonnay and you can pour it in, preferably in a very beautiful, very thin wine glass. I'm kind of a wine glass snob. I like a thin wine glass because pour it in there, obviously enjoy it, but I could also take that wine glass and pour it in a Yeti cup or pour it in a Solo cup and it's still going to taste good. You're going to be like, that's good wine. And so on that, with that analogy, I want you to think about systems like the cups. So a lot of people come to the program and they go, okay, I'm going to learn about Notion and Trello and Zapier and Google Calendar. And I even had someone ask me, they said, do I need to take a Trello class before we start coaching together? I was like, oh no, we're going even more micro than that, because your mindset is like the liquid that you pour into the cup. So if you come in with a bad mindset, like if we don't work on your mindset first, you could be pouring that rancid apple juice. And it doesn't matter if you pour a rancid mindset into Trello, Zapier, whatever it is, like you can have the best system in the world. And if you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to get a good outcome. Versus if we get our mindset right and we prime our mindset, we have that $100 bottle of Chardonnay mindset, we can pour it in the fancy cup, which is great. Okay, we're going to get great results. We can also pour it in a disposable Solo cup. I like to think of my Solo cup as this little $1.50 legal pad that I get from Walmart. So my Notion and my Zapier, they're my wine glass. But this works just as well. my little notebook that I've got right here, it works just as well. And so your mindset is going to be way more important than any system you could ever put it in. And I love running that analogy because you can just see the women go, oh, I understand that. That makes all the sense in the world. And so that's why today we're going to talk about working backwards. And this is not meant to be like you need to work backwards and plan every little tiny thing, but we are working backwards to work on our mindset and to be very intentional about and very clear about where we're actually wanting to go. And this helps you reverse engineer the steps to get there. And once again, I want to remind you that this is not about rigid plans. It's more about creating a flexible vision of your future, whether that's 1 year out, 3 years out, 5 years out. And this future vision clarity is something that I also run my coaching clients through very early. We actually spend a lot of time on this, and I encourage them always to not get so specific about it, because sometimes they'll come back to me and they'll be like, okay, my future self, I can't decide if she wants to make $120,000 or $125,000. I'm like, how does your future self feel? Like, what does your future self's life look like? How does she make decisions? How does she engage with people? What is she reading? Like, that is what we're focusing on. And so I want you to think about that today. This is not necessarily a future plan. This is a future vision. And your vision is going to act as a GPS, because without knowing your destination, you're going to struggle to find your way there. And I always tell people to like trust the vision and trust the plan. But when you think about it like a GPS analogy, I don't know about you, but I can't get anywhere without a GPS. Like the town that I live close by to, I've lived here my entire life and I still have to put my GPS in sometimes. I'm not good with directions. I have no clue. My husband will be like, oh, yeah, you just turn north. I'm like, no, I need you to tell me like exactly where to turn. And it's probably not the safest thing, but especially when you think about like, what if your GPS got hacked? But we're not going to go there. When I put my destination into my GPS, I don't think anymore. Like I turn that off. I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to follow what my GPS says. I'm not sitting there going, I wonder what the next street's going to be. I wonder if I would rather turn down this street or that street. I'm not doing that. I'm literally just following the GPS. And when you have a clear vision of where you're wanting to go 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, you can let that vision act as your GPS. And so when you come to a decision or an issue or a challenge or an opportunity, you can look at that future vision and go, does that align with that? Does that flow with that? Is that going to get me closer to the vision? If not, ignore it. We're going to keep driving towards that vision. We're going to stay in line with the vision. We're going to stay in line with the GPS. And working backwards can help with your decision-making. Y'all know I'm all in my confident decisions challenge right now. And I love the future vision thinking because it gives you a filter to evaluate every decision and every opportunity. Each choice becomes clear when you know exactly how it aligns or how it doesn't align with your desired result or desired outcome. And per usual, y'all know I love an action step. We don't like to-do lists around here. We like action list. And just a quick aside, for me, a to-do list is like a lot of people's to-do list is actually a project list. And it will help you if you take your project list and break it down into an action list. So like a next step, a tangible thing. So instead of being like, I need to, I have a friend and I'm not meaning to laugh at her, but she has remodel house on her like running to-do list. And I'm like, does that not stress? That would send me over the edge if I had remodel house on my to-do list. It's like, okay, you need to put like find contractor or set up vision board as like your next, like you need an actionable next step. And so that is at least what I always try to do for you, is to break these down into like tangible, actionable steps. I'm not giving you a project list, a to-do list. I'm giving you an action list. So action step number one, visualize clearly. Take a little time today or tomorrow to vividly envision your life or your business 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. Be detailed and be specific. It does not have to be detailed in terms of like, this is exactly what I'm going to do. This is exactly how I'm going to get there. But like, what does it look like? What does it feel like? Like, where are you traveling to? Where do you live? What does your business look like? Like, what school are your kids going to? Just really get super specific on your vision. Action step number two, define key milestones. So identify major checkpoints along the way, breaking down the bigger vision into tangible, achievable milestones. So while I don't love a specific plan, I do love a maybe, okay, 3 months out from here, I'm going to sit down and I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I do a quarterly retreat. Usually somewhere semi-close, but I will get an Airbnb or a hotel and lock the doors for 2 days, sometimes three. I'll bring my giant post-it note. I'll bring my whiteboards. I'll bring my markers, my highlighters, my laptop, all the things. I'll turn my phone on airplane mode and I will go to town. I will look at my future vision. I will look at the past couple of months, my failures, my successes, my lessons. Am I still in line with my future vision? Like, am I still on a good path? Do I need to tweak anything? And sometimes I don't need to tweak anything. And then I just have 2 days of silence and it's amazing. I love it. So figure out what works for you as far as that, but define your key milestones and really stick to them and give yourself some space and some time to look back and reflect and look forward and reflect as well. Action step number three, use the vision as a filter. If you have a clearly defined vision for your future, you can look at anything and say, does this choice move me closer or further from my vision? It's just a very simple, almost kind of something you keep tucked in your subconscious in the back of your mind. And when you come up to something, instead of being like panic stress, like, oh, I've got 20,000 options. I have so many decisions I can make. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Does this line up with my future vision or not? And for me, at least, it's usually very clear, like, yeah, this might be a great opportunity. Or yeah, I might disappoint someone if I say no to this or say yes. And yeah, this might feel right in the moment, but it doesn't align or it does align with my future vision. And so I try to make decisions from that place. I don't always get it right. Definitely don't always get it right, but it helps me make better decisions for sure. And then number four, stay flexible yet focused. Understand that details may change. This is why we're not planning everything out. I don't want you to be thinking, okay, in my future, I made $120,000 this year. I want to make $122,000 next year. Like, don't be so inflexible. Don't be so focused on the details, but just keep your core vision in mind and allow it to guide you in an overall direction. And like I said, this is going to, even your future vision is going to fluctuate. I had a client who wanted to print out her future vision and laminate it. I love her so much. Lamination, a girl after my own heart. She wanted to laminate it and she was like, I want it to be hanging on my wall for the next 3 years. And I said, I love that. Like, I think visual reminders are great, but I said, I don't want you to be so rigid with your future vision that, like, because I always try to stay open to what could come. Like, yes, I've got a 3-year vision, but I haven't experienced all of the opportunities that I'm going to receive. I haven't met all the people I'm going to meet. I haven't had all the experiences I'm going to have. I haven't learned all the lessons I'm going to learn between now and 3 years from now. And so I don't know what else is coming. Like, I don't know how many amazing things are coming my way. And yes, I want to stay focused, but I also want to be flexible. Like, if something comes up and it is like my vision equivalent or better, like if it's my vision, but bigger than my vision was even going to be, like, I don't want to be so rigid that I'm like, that's not part of my vision. I refuse. And so just keep that in mind. Like, I told her, I said, I love the lamination, but be open to the fact that, you know, maybe in 6 months you tweak a little or you add a little something or you take a little something off. Like, you try something and it doesn't work. And so focused yet flexible. That is kind of how I like to live my life, is I'm focused. Got a vision, I've got a mission, but I'm also flexible. I'm also open to new lessons and new experiences. And like I said, new people. That one really excites me. It's like, I have not met all of the people that are going to make an impact in my life yet. And when you really think about that, it kind of blows your mind a little bit. Like, I haven't met all of my friends yet.
I haven't met all the people that I'm going to love. I haven't met all the people that I'm going to learn from. Like, I could meet someone today that could give me the one thought, the one idea that's going to completely radically change my life. And just being open to that, I think at least, is so powerful. And remember that working backwards is not just a strategy, it's a lifestyle shift. So start practicing this today. Start just thinking about what 1 year would look like, 3 years would look like, 5 years would look like. And then watch your clarity and your confidence soar. Love talking about this stuff. It gets me fired up. I hope you got some value out of this episode today. If you did, whether you listened on Apple or Spotify or you listened right here on YouTube, please share this with a friend. Leave a comment, leave a review, all the things. It helps me so much. Make sure you subscribe and follow, and I'll keep bringing the heat. I don't know if you get fired up about this stuff, but I know that I certainly do. It makes me just excited to think about possibilities and opportunities and experiences and journeys and lessons and all the things. It gets me really fired up and really excited. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.